Well, back in July of 1918, there was a huge explosion at a former limestone quarry in Camillus. 55 people were killed there, 50 were injured. Back in November, we talked to an OCC student regarding the 100-year anniversary of the Split Rock disaster, which is coming up. I want to bring in Andrea Capodali. She's a student at OCC. Andrea, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for joining us. You're set to earn a degree in communication studies from OCC this May. First of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
you've been studying and learning about the Split Rock situation. Kind of walk us through what has happened since we last talked to one of the OCC students back in November.
Okay, well, my class and I have been writing a script for a play called Split Rock Stories from the 1918 explosion. We've been working on this play together, and we also presented it as a draft to the education coordinator for the Onondaga Historical Association. And so our class ended at the end of the semester in December. So we've kind of just been working on our different campus activities that we have planned on the week of April.
Okay, so you're actually going to do this play. Is this play going to be available for the public to come see?
Yes. So the premiere for the play will be on May 2nd at 7 p.m. in the Storer Auditorium on the OCC campus. And there will be student auditions that are going to be held on campus later this month for the play.
What do you hope to accomplish by putting on this play for the public?
Well, we want to spread awareness about the event, the tragic local disaster that had happened, because a lot of people don't know about this. So we want to bring more awareness to the anniversary, of course, that's coming up in July, and we hope that more people will be aware of what happened.
Yeah, July 2nd is the 100th anniversary of the explosion. And I guess in August they're going to do some kind of a wreath-laying ceremony?
Yes. So we also, on August 7th, at the Oakwood Cemetery, on the 100th anniversary of the interment of the unidentified victims, we are having a wreath-laying ceremony.